on Friday, November 14th, 2014, the Washington National Cathedral hosted its first ever Muslim prayer service. Things were about to begin when an unnamed angry protester stood up and declared the deity of Jesus Christ and said that the cathedral was built to worship him. We have Christine White, who was at the National Cathedral on Friday during an Islamic worship service. Hi, Christine. How you doing?
I am well. Thank you for the opportunity here.
So tell us what happened that Friday.
Well, I'll give you the short of it. I don't know how much time you allow me, so I'll just give you the short of it. Let's just put this way. You're looking at one child of God that got extremely angry about what was going to occur in this so-called church, and I decided that I was going to cause a disruption. And I did not know how I was going to do it. I just know that I had to do it. And the events that led up to it was nothing but just God amazing. Just God amazing. From getting into the security, to passing security, getting into the cathedral, from the people who were just perfectly placed throughout that whole morning and afternoon, that got me all the way up to the front, and opening up a seat for me on the front row.
Yeah, this was
so
a closed event.
And that was my first hurdle.
That's amazing. How did you get past them?
I walked around the building. I seen that the front doors were locked. I got there at 10 a.m. because I wanted to get there before the crowd started coming in. And I knew that they were going to start the service at 12:20. That was posted on their website. So I walked around the building. I met up with the cathedral security personnel, and I asked him, where are they letting the people in for the service? And he said, around the corner, go on the northwest side. So I walked around the front of the cathedral and found that door. However, the door had a touch-tone keypad entry. And I did not have the code, and I could see people behind the door. It was locked, and so I thought, well, I'm going to have to knock on the door. Well, right in front of me steps another security officer, punches in the code, and opens the door for me. I am not kidding you. That was amazing.
Go ahead, ma'am. Wonderful.
Oh. And he turns and looks at me, and I was like, okay, I better say something here. And I said, I am here to help with the refreshments. And he says, oh, okay. Now, understand this. I intended to say that, and I was not going to lie. I was going to be the refreshment. That's how I worded it in my head.
There you go. Fantastic.
Because I don't want to say an untruth. Plus, I did plan on helping with refreshments had I had a problem in getting closer to where they were having the event.
Okay.
I was hoping that that would get me closer. So either way, I would have still done that.
Well, let's talk about the event. So the event begins, and what happens?
Well, the event really didn't quite begin. I was sitting then. I was just maybe 1 or 2 minutes away from having the actual call of prayer begin. And this, again, is all a God thing. My feet could touch the prayer rugs that were in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how close I was. And then my heart started pounding. I mean, then I realized this is a big deal. When I seen all the press there, the media, they were all ready to film. And the bishop approaches the microphone, podium, and he makes a statement, thank you for coming, blah, 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 and he introduces some things in Arabic, and I'm like, okay, Lord, tell me when, and then he says, we're going to announce the call of prayer shortly. Well, I knew I had to get before that, because once they start singing that, I will never be able to be heard, because it would drown me out. At that moment, I seen a cross that was further up into the sanctuary that they did not have a chance to cover. Or they could not cover because it was so big. They had a bunch of iron gates in front of it. But I seen the cross, and then immediately I stood up, and then that's when it came out.
You pointed to the cross and you said, "That's Jesus Christ."
Jesus Christ died on that cross over there. We are alone to worship only Him, or something to that effect.
Right.
Did you know that that was not what I rehearsed in the bathroom when I was hiding for an hour and a half?
Wow.
I was going to say something totally different. But so, that's what came out when I stood up. That, to me, is another God thing.
That was God's Spirit talking through you then.
It was. And then I continued and said, and at this point, the cameras are all swinging my way. I've seen that. Now, what I did not know is there was a man coming towards me, and every time he took a step towards me to pull me back towards my feet, I took a step away. It was like, you could see it on the video, it was like a dance. He stepped forward, I stepped back. He stepped forward, I stepped back.
Yeah, it looked like you were doing the foxtrot, yeah.
Yes, and I do not remember that at all.
Okay, so you were then approached by the security guard, and then there was a man, he appeared like he was in a purple gown of some sort?
I believe he was probably
robe.
One of the bishops.
Okay,
and
one of the bishops.
And they both were very firm, but they never hurt me.
Okay.
And one of them said to me, "You are moving over here." And then I could hear in the background, white woman, black coat, black skirt, white scarf, blonde hair, get her out of here now. I mean, I could hear that with the security as they're all speaking
into the radios.
Into the radios.
Yeah. They
had- and at that point, a police officer started running towards where I was escorted out past the crowd. I put my hands out. I was going to get arrested. I put them out for him. And I said, "I am done. Here you go." Or I said I was done. That's what I said. I am done. And he takes my hand like he's my dad. And he walks me hand in hand all the way to the back of the church where I had come into the sanctuary. He never roughed me. He never held my arm like, "You are now going to come with me." He never did that. We walked hand in hand like he could have been my boyfriend or my husband or whatever, or my dad.
Amazing.
And he never said one word to me.
So you weren't arrested?
No. He passed me over to a woman officer who met me at the back of the sanctuary. She walked with me, again, just on my shoulder or on my arm, not rushed at all. She walked me to the front of the church to go outside, and that's when I shouted, "Thank you, Lord, for letting me do this." And I walked out the door. She handed me to another officer who walked me all the way to the road. Not one word was said to me.
Wow.
And I wished the officer a good day, and he said nothing.
Well, there you go. Amazing.
And I walked, and I was free to go.
Now, you have a ministry, a Christian ministry?
I do. I don't know what you would call it. I wrote a book a few years ago on explaining the book of Revelation. And I started to buy a booth, rent booths at craft shows and to market it. And I started to get a little bit more bold. And I started to turn it around into, "Hey, do you read your Bible today?" You know, and just kind of poke at the people going past me, kind of like, "Hey, are you a Bible reader?" And it turned into an amazing thing I've been doing it now for 4 or 5 years. And then I started about 2 years ago. The Lord laid it on my heart to take a stand against gay marriage. Michigan was going through a lot of legal aspects at this point, so I was at the courthouse a number of times to stand for God, to stand against the gay marriage. That put me in the news first, because sometimes I was the only one there.
Ah, this isn't your first time on camera then.
Yes, that was my first time on camera, and that was 2 years ago.
Wow.
And the media started labeling me my anti-gay protester. And I went, "No, I'm not protesting anything. I'm standing for God." So I said, "I'm a stander. I'm not a protester. I'm a stander."
This is an act of love for you, isn't it?
You know, on the back of my car, because so many Christians nailed me too. "You are such a hater." I went, no, I'm not. I love them enough to warn them. So I wrote on the back of my car, I have it in bold vinyl lettering, truth is hate to those who hate the truth. And that's been my motto. It's been a part of me. And it's like, no, it's the truth. You just don't like it.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. And just anybody out there, if the Lord is placing on your heart something to stand up for, oh, my goodness, just that's the Holy Spirit going, try it, try it. I am with you. I am with you. It started with me many years ago, and he used it. He trained me. He trained me. I started first in my family, and then I now ended up in front of the nation. God will do it. Just got to let him work.
There you go. Taste and see the Lord is good. Thank you so much, Christine.
And thank you. Bye-bye.